Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has just arrived at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida, shaking his head no when asked if he had anything to say ahead of his meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, the only convicted co-conspirator of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. According to the Wall Street Journal, President Trump was told in May that his name appears multiple times in the files surrounding Epstein. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The Attorney General now says nothing in the files warranted further investigation or prosecution. And we have filed a motion in court to unseal the underlying grand jury transcripts. But a federal judge in Florida declined to release grand jury information, which is supposed to remain secret, saying the court's hands are tied.
United Health Group admitting this morning that it is under both criminal and civil investigations by the Department of Justice regarding its Medicare business. Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific confirming merger talks that would create a railroad stretching from one coast to the other. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The publicly owned Green Bay Packers saw a 10% increase in revenue for the fiscal year ending in March of 2025. However, net income dropped by $12.5 million. CEO Mark Murphy says the discrepancy stems from a decline in non-operating income, which includes things like investments. Months after emerging victorious in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Justice-elect Susan Crawford is finally set to be sworn in. Crawford will officially take her seat on the court for a 10-year term on August 1st, with a ceremony in the state capitol rotunda at 4:30 p.m. Her victory in the April election preserved a 4-3 liberal majority on the state's highest court. State Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor has announced her candidacy for the 2026 election, which could further solidify the liberal majority. The buildings at the former Badger sheet metal site are coming down. This week, Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich and other community leaders kicked off the demolition to make way for a new fire station, something that Green Bay Metro Fire Chief Matthew Knott says is a long time coming.
This is going to replace two buildings that we have that are currently 100 years old and 88 years old. Both of those buildings have numerous challenges, as you could imagine, from being structures that old. This brings modern safety features, modern equipment, and really things that make our firefighters work much easier and much safer in the long run. So very excited about this project.
The development on South Broadway near the Shipyard District will transform a 5.25-acre brownfield site into a vibrant, mixed-use development featuring the new Green Bay Metro Fire Station, 85 affordable housing units, and ground floor retail space. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, you know, responded with some hits, and a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good, played good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech, you know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 84 this afternoon. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83. The heat and humidity will return with 80s to low 90s by the weekend and a few scattered thunderstorms, especially on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then the Overture Center's Tim Sowers joins me to give us a preview of upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, right on State Street. Gavin Butenoff also holding things down at Radio Park in Racine. As always, you can join us by calling or texting. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We had hoped to be joined by Jim Santel after the 9:30 news. He is actually a working lawyer.
Yes, he has a job.
He has lawyer things.
He needs to be lawyerly.
He's being lawyerly today. Mm-hmm. So Jim's not going to be able to join us. He had a conflict with a court case. Not a problem. He will be back with us next week at the same time. And we're still going to talk about the ongoing mess about Ghislaine Maxwell.
We actually had to look up how to pronounce her name.
There are like 15 different ways to pronounce her name.
I pronounce it as convict, but that's me.
That's just one way to call her. Yeah, but we are going to talk about that coming up after the 9:30 news. In hour number two, I think this is kind of important. In hour number two, right after the 10 o'clock news, we want to talk a little bit about Medicaid fraud.
You know, all of those people all over the country who are stealing so much money.
Sucking off the government.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. We found some Medicaid fraud. Not necessarily where you would think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's exactly where I thought it would be, but it's not where, let's say, proponents of cutting Medicaid would say it is.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. So we'll kick that around after 10 o'clock. Mike Clemens, a Civic Media incredible sports reporter and our colleague and friend. I've known Michael for decades. He's going to join us after 10:30 for a little sports update. He's at the Brewers training camp this week.
Packers training camp. He's at Packers training camp, and we'll be talking about the Brewers, the Packers getting ready for the new season. Oh my gosh, it's like next month, I think.
Isn't that crazy?
Preseason starts, but the Brewers are still red hot. They did have a loss this week. The 11 game streak was broken, but they came back in great fashion last night to trounce the Seattle Mariners and show them who's boss.
Michael will be here after the 10:30 news, and we'll wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the underwear edition. So if you can stick around for that, that's coming up at the very end of the show, around 10:51-ish or so. Wanted to start off with this, though. We have been talking about this in bits and pieces, but I think this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. Paige Gross has the byline. Trump's AI action plan removes red tape for AI developers and data centers and then will punish states that act alone. AI is here.
Yes.
It's not going anywhere.
No.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But not having any regulations and just letting it be the wild, wild west with this. I find that very concerning.
No, I absolutely. I think that this is the pushing back on any regulations whatsoever says really, it makes me feel very, very uncomfortable. And the fact
and vulnerable.
That, and also the fact that this is a matter, again, of states' rights is really good for them for some things, but when it comes to other things, well, nope, you can't, states can't do it alone. No. This is a federal thing. No, it's if Wisconsin wants to regulate it and Illinois doesn't, then they should be able to. But honestly, the federal government should be regulating AI, or at the very least, looking at AI as still a very young technology
with all kinds of problems,
and talking to what are they called? Experts about the future to say, all right, here's where we start, here's where it can go. What can we do to make sure that people are safe, both their data and just their livelihood? Because, I mean, Rachel Maddow had to do an entire segment on her show to talk about these AI pictures of her saving people in a flood in Texas. Like, there were people who had, yeah, they're like, hey, she saved her baby. She's like, I don't have a baby. I don't live in Texas. I don't have a home in Texas. I love Texas.
But I'm not there.
Those pictures aren't real. So, I mean, just at this point, and what I feel like it's still the infancy, if it can do that much and lead people to believe such a thing,
yes,
then we need to be careful and look at where AI is going and how we can set up certain protections. And this thing of, well, the states can't do it alone. Well, cool. Another constitutional amendment. Just scratch it off. Yeah. There you go.
Don't need that one anymore.
We're just going to have the Second Amendment, and then the Third Amendment will just be a repeat of the Second Amendment. That's all we need. We just need the Second Amendment.
The Trump administration says that to accelerate AI in the U.S., it needs to remove red tape around onerous AI regulations. The plan recommends that the Office of Science and Technology Policy inquire with businesses and the public about federal regulations hindering AI innovation, also suggesting the federal government end funding to states who continue with burdensome AI regulations. And again, going back to states, all states' rights. It's all about states' rights. Not this time, though, because we want this. The feds want this.
Also, I think it's almost laughable that this country still has an Office of Science and Technology Policy. They don't like either of those things.
That's very true.
That's very true. It speaks to the same idea that, you know, a few years ago, the NCAA set up NIL deals for students. Finally, they can make money off of it. And now he wants to throw regulation at that as well. So, like, to me, this notion of, to me, I've always thought Republicans hate regulation whatsoever.
Yes.
So now this thing of like, well, we need to regulate the non-regulation. So if you're a state, Wisconsin, you can't touch AI. And that was supposed to be in the big bill for billionaires, that AI, that amendment about AI, that no state could, no regulation period could happen for a decade.
Right.
And then what happens in a decade's time? Someone comes forward and says, well, now we can do it. We can't do that. AI is too important.
And will by that time be part of so many systems.
Yep.
How are you gonna extricate yourself from that?
Well, what they're gonna do is they're gonna say the narrative will always be, well, just let the companies regulate themselves. They know what Jane, they're the experts.
Right.
They're the ones in charge of AI. I don't know. I just work for the Office of Science and Technology Policy. What do I know about AI? Let these multi-billion dollar behemoth companies with stockholders and who have wormed their way into our contract system as far as the government, they're gonna take care of themselves. I trust them.
To do what's best.
They do what's best for you and for me. Oh, by the way, my identity was just stolen. Sorry. You know, it's just that's and people buy that. People will be like, yeah, I trust them. Why?
The plan also says that free speech should be prioritized in AI, saying models must be trained so that, quote, truth rather than social engineering agendas, unquote, are the focus. The plan recommends that there be some revisions to completely cut out references to misinformation, DEI, and climate change. These are all things that make Republicans uncomfortable. So instead of we're just going to disappear those things. And that's going to take care of the problem.
I was going to say something to the effect, as a joke, they're going to try to eliminate the word woke. But no, they did it. They took the idea and ran with it, and it's not a joke. They want to get rid of DEI in AI, which I don't even – honestly, that sentence makes the squishiness between my ears hurt really bad, because I don't understand what that even means.
Well, again, they want to rewrite history.
Yes.
They're going to remove all references of climate change. That's in Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Very prominent part of Project 2025 is killing off NOAA, privatizing weather, and getting rid of any mention of climate change. Because, again, if we just ignore it, then it will go away.
Well, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Elon Musk has said he wants to rewrite knowledge, and that's just his way of saying rewrite history. I mean, Grok is the perfect example. Grok is the perfect example of what happens when you take the guardrails off of something like AI. It turned into an ultra right wing. I'm pretty sure
it was a Nazi.
It was saying horrible things as AI trying to speak the truth. I mean, at first it was just contradicting Elon Musk's statements, and then he was like, well, I gotta fix this. I gotta make this right. And he made it right, ultra right wing, and that's where Grok is now. He's just that dude at a party you don't want to talk to, because he's like, what you don't understand, man, is that they're everywhere, man. Chemtrails, man.
Grok is now the guy at the end of the bar.
Yeah,
no one wants to sit next to.
Don't look to Grok directly.
Slowly away.
Yeah,
from the
seriously.
Guy at
just
the
get your drinks and go back to your table. Don't talk to Grok.
Well, and if you think AI is not a problem, this is from NBC News. Helped by AI, man built bombs. He planned to detonate in Manhattan. Michael Gann built 7 homemade bombs with the aid of artificial intelligence, a process he called easier than buying gunpowder.
I mean, we are just making it very, I mean, this, people can 3D print guns. I mean, the
ghost guns,
there needs to be, hey, you know what? There's nothing in the Constitution that says we can't regulate AI. So I don't understand why there is this fear of doing it. We can regulate AI. We can absolutely do this.
Of course we can.
We need to do this, or people are going to be in danger.
Well, and as you mentioned too, the AI video fakes.
Yes.
In some instances, not all, but in some instances are so good that's really going to be problematic.
Yes.
Down the road.
Well, and also,
just think about political races and how you can insert your opponent into horrific situations, and people, and they can run it and people will buy it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's also become a tool of defense. As far as, I will use the president as an example, I was watching a clip and a gentleman was asking a MAGA supporter about their thoughts on the Epstein thing, and which we will talk about more in a little bit.
After the 9:30 news.
And he showed this MAGA supporter a clip of the president at the time speaking. This was like 10 years ago, but it may have been before he was president, being contradictory to everything that was happening. It was right there on the video, showed it to him, and the guy just looked at me and goes, that's AI. And he walked away. That was it. That is going to be the grand defense when you try to show anybody anything they don't like about what they believe in.
Right.
And I'm only using that example is because what I saw. I am darn sure this can be used by any kind of person. But if you say, well, I have a video here of the president saying X, Y, and Z, it's right there. He said it. Look at that. That's AI. That's fake. You're lying. Misinformation. Yeah. So this is a problem. And it's a problem. We know it's like when the internet was young, we were like, the internet's going to be fun. And then all of a sudden after 9/11, it got out of control.
Yeah.
But we know what the dangers can be. And we are purposely doing nothing about it.
Tony on the live stream says, Elon being able to adjust what Grok says is very alarming. The change to all the models to be complementary to the users and trying to confirm their biases is a big issue. It was so bad. You're right, Tony. It was so bad. Elon apologized on behalf of Grok after he was spewing all this anti-Semitism. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
When we return... AI, we're going to continue this conversation, and confirming wrong biases and the danger that that brings. There's a particular case with one man. Very interesting. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market. Sip, shop, sing every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean Taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
You've been waiting for it all year? It's finally here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. Which, speaking of, it's Appleton's Children's Week from July 20th through the 26th. This event hosts hundreds and thousands of families throughout the city of Appleton for safe and healthy recreation, with discounted or free activities all throughout the city, like at the playground fair, a free day at the YMCA, and so much more. So go check it out by going to WISS.FM and clicking events.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here in downtown Madison on State Street. We got Sweet Calby back at home studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, tomorrow is Friday.
It is. What does that mean,
that
Jane?
That means tomorrow is free ticket Friday.
I'm going to get some free tickets.
No, you cannot win tickets.
That's the price you pay. I am the recipient of a second runner-up award at the WBAs. I thought I'd be treated with a little more respect.
No. Sorry. But you, if you are listening, you can pick up tomorrow a four-pack of tickets to see our super hot Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes, indeed.
Club-level tickets. Tomorrow is Free Ticket Friday. But if you would like to take part, you do need to have the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Greg Bach, if I do not have the app, how would I go about doing that?
Well, actually, currently we're all out of apps, so you really, they're on back order, or as I call them, app order. That's a terrible joke. No, you go to your favorite app store of choice, whether it's the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, or if there's another place, I have no idea. But you go where you get your apps, you search Civic Media, download it. It's just that simple. It's absolutely free.
Yeah.
God, I hate myself. But you put it on your phone. It's great because it's also, you can customize the app as well to where you live, to what you want to listen to. You can create a favorite station.
Yep.
But with regard to the Free Ticket Friday, here's where it comes into play. is you, when we give you that word, which we will announce it tomorrow's show, and you will go ahead and open up that app and you hit text, and you're going to text the word we give you. It's got to be spelled correctly,
yes.
And it can only come through the app. You can't text it through your phone, and you can't call it in. You can't email it or anything like that. Has to come through the app. And then we take those entries, and we find a winner. And every show, five chances. Every show will have their own word. And you're going to just keep it locked here on Civic Media. You can enter in every single time.
Yes.
And there you go. It's simple. You got the app on your phone. And you can take that app anywhere in the world. Like, we've had people text us from New Zealand, Vienna. I think we have one from Italy as well. So it's a great app. Very, very useful. Yeah. I have it. I listen to it all the time. But yeah, it's a great thing. So get it on your phone right now.
Well, and the other thing, great thing about the app is, you know, we have a whole bunch of news talk stations across the state.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole bunch of music stations across the
state.
Indeed. I mean, a whole bunch.
Yes.
We've got country music. We've got classics. We've got great oldies on WRJN. So if you ever want to take a break from the news, and we get that,
mm-hmm.
Listen to some of our music stations. They're fantastic. So download the Civic Media app. Is the point, as Greg always says, it is absolutely free.
And I want to give a shout out too to Mr. Dom Lee in Madison, who is working with Calvin and Racine to control the boards and use their knowledge to make us be heard. So thank you, Dom.
Yes, thank you, Dom. Appreciate that. We were talking about AI, and the Trump administration wants to get rid of pretty much all regulations when it comes to AI. What could possibly go wrong? I found this story, and this is one that's been burbling around in the background that I've been meaning to hit on for a while. But he had delusions. This man was suffering from delusions.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went into ChatGPT, and it made it worse.
Yeah.
And pushed him into a manic episode.
Mm.
Because from the examples that I have seen, ChatGPT will reinforce everything you say, essentially.
Yeah.
Right? It's not saying, no, you're wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing little green men.
Yeah.
There could be little green men. Maybe you are seeing them. So he actually got pushed into a manic episode because of his interaction with ChatGPT, which is AI. And he has admitted that this is what pushed him over the cliff.
I guess I go back to the notion of, like, why is the regulation on this so bad? I mean, I guess if I'm ChatGPT or any, I don't use AI. I really don't. I would say it's a part of our lives, and Google, the only time I really ever use it is when you Google a question, it'll come up with an AI answer immediately. But then I almost always check the sources because I want to make sure that's correct. I should say I always check the source, almost always, but like I check the sources, like you do on Wikipedia, you check the references.
Right, right.
But I feel like it's in these companies' best interest to want to regulate or want to put on safeguards, because does it make their product any less valuable if they do that? If ChatGPT, I'm just going to use them as the example because they're right there. If they say, we are going to do safety enhancements and we're going to put up safeguards that will allow us to monitor certain things. And, you know, they can access this stuff all the time and they can build these systems and processes. Will that send their stock price plummeting if they do that? And if so, why? I'm actually asking this as a question because I don't know enough about these companies to know it. But it seems like it does more good and adds more value to you as a corporation to say, we have this technology and we're going to make sure it's safe versus just good luck.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, good luck. Navigate it and don't believe everything you see,
yeah, exactly.
Because it's not all true. You're right. It would be a great PR move.
Yes.
For an AI company to say, yes, we want to continue to develop. We want to continue to, you know, use these systems, but we are going to be conscientious about making sure that you are getting accurate information.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great for companies. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Tony clarifies on the live stream too. We were talking about this gentleman who was having delusions and got on ChatGPT to the point where it pushed him into a manic episode. Tony says, at first, ChatGPT will tell you that whatever it is not likely, but if you push it, it will cave in and say, yep, you must be right. What's wrong? Careful.
What's wrong with guardrails? Why?
Be careful when you deal with AI. Just saying.
Are guardrails woke? There's the question.
When we return, Mike Johnson shut down the house to avoid Jeffrey Epstein, who is still dead. All the details coming up. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot. It's Air Venture Week in Oshkosh, and EAA stands for Experimental Aircraft Association, which means building your own plane. Built by individuals for education and recreation, it's called Home Built.
Then I decided I wanted to go faster, and so I decided I was going to build this.
That's Kent Ingram. He's from Nebraska and started flying back in 82 while he was still in high school between his junior and senior year. Now his bucket list is fulfilled. He built his own airplane.
I'd always wanted to build one. I'm very mechanically minded. And
purchasing his kit from Rands, about 90 miles away from him, he started building it during COVID in 2020.
An airplane's just like a house. You make it look like a house really quick, but then the finish work takes a long time. And anytime you do something like an airplane project, it's just like going to college on you're just intensely learning on a project of how the system, and I have a brother that's an AMP, so I'm pretty familiar with it, but still did a lot of learning and building. And it's just, I like hands-on stuff.
Yeah. A lot of work, time, and money. I asked him, was it worth it?
Actually, the most difficult parts is the electronic, the panel part, because I'm flying a PA-11 Cub, which has an airspeed indicator and a compass and an altimeter. To a glass panel with an autopilot, and I still haven't tackled all that yet.
A Texas music nut. He said he'll be headed south soon with it.
It's a lot of fun. It'll be a good traveling airplane.
Hosting plenty of home-built exhibits right here in Oshkosh this week.
I guess it's retirement eventually.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears, Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. If you like the supernatural and the Franco brother that isn't Creepy James, check it out. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 84 this afternoon. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83. The heat and humidity will return with 80s to low 90s by the weekend, and a few scattered thunderstorms, especially on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why? great.
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. We have our resident young person, Calvin, back at Radio Park in Racine, handling the board. And also Dom is here in Madison, so doing double board duty today.
Yeah.
We got lots of help. Thank you, everybody, for giving us a hand as we are on the road. We had a little meeting yesterday.
Yeah. Got to see people.
Got to see people we don't normally get to see all live.
Yeah, exactly. As Maggie Dawn put it, 3D people in 3D. So, like, I didn't even require glasses. That's a very old reference. But, yes. You know.
And tomorrow, what happened during yesterday's meeting, actually after the meeting, I should say, is going to be the audio sorbet for tomorrow.
Okay.
I couldn't find my car in the parking lot. I walked around for 40 minutes yesterday after a meeting. I could not find my car.
Make him. You'll find out more.
More. We'll have more details.
More details on tomorrow. That.
But I posit that I am not the only person who has not been able to find. Don't look at me like that. Who hasn't been able to find their car in a parking lot. So we'll talk about it tomorrow on Audio Sorbet. But if you would like to reassure me that I'm not insane, I'd appreciate it if you join us tomorrow at 10:35.
You know what I'll do is I'll start getting on AI right now, ChatGPT, and just saying, is Jane crazy for not being? And by the time tomorrow comes, the AI will be like, not only is she not crazy, but many people have not been able to find their car in garages.
See, and that, in that case, I completely agree with AI.
That is my AI voice.
I like it. That's all coming up tomorrow. But Jim Santel, he makes us lawyer adjacent.
Yes.
Jim Santel is a former U.S. attorney and is still an acting attorney. And normally he joins us at this spot, but he had a case come up this morning, so he wasn't able to make it. But we were going to kick this around with him, and we would like to hear from you, too, as always, at 855-752-4842. The Epstein saga continues, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, in order to avoid bringing any votes up that would require the release of the Epstein files, rather than do that, Mike Johnson shut down the House. So they're all heading home to their home districts now.
Dismiss class early. Don't worry about a quiz today, folks. Just go home. Have a great weekend. Why do I get upset about this? When it seems to be something they get to do whenever they want. They get to change the goal lines.
Change the rules.
Change the rules. End Congress early to get out of being held responsible.
Being held accountable.
Actually, I take that back. Not even held responsible, Jane. I'm sorry. I mean held responsible. Just making a decision. Saying yes or no. We've been seeing this for the past few months regarding the budget. They get these department heads in front of them, and Congress asks them specific questions. Do you believe in X? And they say, I'll have to check on that. I'll get back to you. I'm not sure. Or they give some bloviating answer that doesn't mean anything, just to show they didn't do their homework. And this is just another example. People on the right want this.
They want
that file released to the people who deserve it, who have been promised it for years. And what does Mike Johnson do? He's like, yeah, just go home.
Do we have a clip from the Speaker of the House?
Yeah, we have a clip from CBS Sunday Morning where Mike Johnson's being asked about the Epstein file. And I don't know. It's one of the weirdest. That's hyperbole. But the way he speaks about the Epstein file and then just sort of says, Calvin, can you play that clip?
point when the Trump Justice Department said there were more than 1,000 victims, for people who knew this case very, very well, did a lot of investigative work on it, that number surprised them. High, high number.
Yeah.
Meaning that to their minds, investigative reporters and others, there have to be accomplices, uncharged accomplices, and that aspect of justice is still missing.
Yes, and it's of great concern to us. I mean, we want full transparency. We want everybody who is involved in any way with the Epstein evils, let's call it what it was, to be brought to justice as quickly as possible. We want the full weight of the law on their heads.
But when the Justice Department said in that same two-page memo, there's no reason to pursue further prosecutions, many said, how can those two things be properly aligned?
These are good questions. I don't know. I've never seen the Epstein evidence. It wasn't in my lane. But I have the same concern and question that a lot of people do. And look, I think the president
does. This is not a hoax, in other words.
Oh, it's not a hoax. Of course not.
Oh, it's not.
Jane, the Epstein evils, God, I really hate it when they do stuff like that. The Epstein files aren't of my, I don't know anything about it, Jane. It's not my lane. You know what I'm going to kick out of work early. I'm going to head back to my home state, and I'm really going to think about it.
Well, every time they say this, I haven't seen the tweet. I haven't seen the comment. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that article. It's like members of Congress must be the worst informed people on the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If the vast majority of the public knows about it and Mike Johnson's like, oh, I don't know, la, la, la. Yep. Really?
Yeah, it's not my... You are the third most powerful person in the United States government. You have your own Secret Service detail. You are privy to files that almost nobody can see,
right,
in a non-military status. You're telling me that you just know nothing about the, you're telling me that all your time when you had access to these things, you didn't say to someone, no, actually he didn't, because he thinks this is plausible deniability, but really it just makes him look inept and stupid.
Well, this isn't a good look. And as you said, it's not just Democrats who would like to see this released. It is many, many MAGA who, as you pointed out, they were promised this.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration going in promised that they were going to expose all the people, because, again, the assumption being that there's only Democrats on the list.
Yeah.
That seems not to be the case.
Well, and this is where it's going to get real dicey over the next few days. And really, like, the next, today is going to be very deciding, because the DOJ is meeting with Ghislaine
with her.
Maxwell.
Yeah.
And what's been, so when Pam Bondi, who, by the, I'll say it again, I don't like her. I don't like her style. I don't like her lies. But I do have a sliver of empathy for when she was handed the piece of paper that just said, make this go away. I don't want that. I wouldn't want that job. But when she made that announcement that said, there's nothing to see here. Good
no
job.
No files. There's no files.
Yeah, there was never files. I don't even know who Jeffrey Epstein was. When she did that, it was pretty overwhelming that people were upset and they were saying, we want this. But what has happened over the past, week and a half, 2 weeks since this happened, the narrative has been changed by politicians, by influencers, by many people who had the ear of the president's audience for a while, saying, you know what, I'm over Epstein. We need to move on.
Right.
It's not important.
Right.
That is growing and growing, and that, and kind of like what we were talking about with AI, they're going to rewrite the history where Epstein was actually not as important as we thought. He's not that big of a deal. The Democrats made too big a deal of this, and people who say they were MAGA who aren't MAGA were making too big a deal about this. No, this is and to the gentleman, I don't know his name, who in the CBS morning interview, talking about something we don't really discuss in this matter, is the justice. These survivors who have been trafficked, and they deserve justice. Their families deserve justice. And that's what the ultra right has been talking about for years now. But here we are once again, being able to rewrite the narrative however they see fit. Congress, we don't need to do this. Go home.
Yeah. House Speaker Mike Johnson said Tuesday he's sending his House members back to their districts until September to avoid political games related to this bipartisan effort to get the government to release the files on Epstein. Epstein, of course, a Florida sex offender trafficker who died by suicide in 2019 while he was awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. And you mentioned, Greg, that the Department of Justice is meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell this morning. That's what I've seen online so far this morning. And Tim Burchett, who is a Republican from Tennessee, essentially said, if she gives us the things that we like, we'll cut a deal with her.
Yes. Yes. And that is, that's the thing that really makes me sick to my stomach, because it was never about justice. It was never about trying to find the culprit or trying to get to the bottom of the crime. I mean, I'm going to ask a question. What information is she going to give? I know the answer to that one. It was her and Jeffrey Epstein. They were the ones in charge of this. This was not a criminal conspiracy going beyond that, I believe.
Oh, there were a whole bunch of people that helped this happen.
It helped it happen, but they're the top of the list.
Yes.
So she can't give any other names because the other guy's dead. And it's only about people who participated, most likely. This isn't good. They just want her to say Donald Trump was never anywhere near it.
Exactly.
He was never on the island. He was never on the plane. He never went to a party, even though there are pictures saying otherwise.
Repeat numerous pictures.
They just want him to, they want her in a room on record to say Donald Trump had nothing to do with this. And then you get to walk out saying, we told you so. And that is where the current narrative that's being pushed by various people within MAGA who don't want this list out are going to be like, told you.
Ghislaine,
she told us.
Ghislaine said Trump was never involved. It's all good. Nothing to see here. Let's go on with our days.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join our conversation, you can call and or text. Casper here in Madison listening on WAUK says MAGA is not going to let this go. For heaven's sakes, they're still talking about Hillary's emails.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
Really quick, I just want to mention something. I said that I couldn't remember his name, so I wanted to look it up because I always want to give credit to the journalists who are doing the reporting. Major Garrett was the one in that interview with House Speaker Mike Johnson, asking very simple questions about what are we going to do about this? The justice for those who have been involved, and why do you not know anything about this? Well, I don't know anything about this file. Well, you just said in the previous sentence, we need to do something about this, but now you know nothing about it. What's going on?
It's called runaway.
Yeah.
It's called runaway.
Literally, they're running away from the Capitol so they don't have to deal with this. I mean, this is childish.
Well,
actually, I take that back.
It's politics.
Children are more responsible than this.
Well, and what's interesting now, there is a bipartisan effort. Republican Thomas Massie of Kentucky has joined California Democrat Representative Ro Khanna, spearheading an effort to force a vote on releasing what are commonly referred to as the Epstein files. This move, called a discharge petition, could be ready for the floor in September if Massie and Khanna can get enough signatures from a majority of members. And as Casper said, too, this isn't going away. And I think them trying to divert and send everybody home, hoping this will die, that's just feeding the flames.
And well,
it's not a good look.
It's not. But that is where it is up to us in the media, up to the people who want answers on both sides of the aisle to never let up, never let the narrative be so rewritten that you believe them, because this is what we've wanted. This is what we are owed, and it can't go away. It can't. And I don't care who is on that list, period.
Thank you for saying that. Yes. If you're on that list, justice should be coming. We're going to continue this. Stay close. 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Do you or someone you love have diverse abilities but can't find the right services? Focus on Freedom provides support for all, including getting ready for back to school. Join the Demystifying Schools workshop on Thursday, July 31st from 9 a.m. to noon at Hyde Family Community Center in Oshkosh. Learn how to effectively collaborate with your school. Sign up at focusonfreedom.org before midnight, Monday, July 28th. Focusonfreedom.org. Empowering independence. Transforming lives. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. We have the board, Lord Calvin, back at Radio Park in Racine, and Dom is here as well in Madison helping us pull this off today. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at this time, right about an hour from now, we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the underwear edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. That's coming up again about an hour from now, 10:52-ish or so. We were talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, the Epstein files, all of that going on. She is meeting with a Department of Justice attorney this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know who else is going to be there to witness this.
I mean, I imagine it's either just going to be the two of them or it's going to be a group of individuals who know. I know I sound very conspiracy theory right now, but at this point, I am being led to a place where I will accept I will accept nothing as the truth unless she says, yeah, he was on the plane, he was at the parties, and let me tell you, there are way more. Strap in and hit record, but that's not what's going to happen.
Well, no, it's not what's going to happen. And Lori from Hayward texted in, and she's got a really good point. Jane, why they may get Ms. Maxwell to testify, they can't be guaranteed she's going to tell the truth. She told lies during her trial. She was reprimanded for that. So basically, like Trump, you can't believe a word she says. You're not wrong. Either she's going to... I think they're going to come in and say, sign this, say you never saw Trump. Trump never met Epstein, even though there's tons of pictures of them and videotapes and all those things. Just do that. And then you're good to go. And we'll cut 15 years off your sentence.
Which then leads me to the question of if they ever try to release the Epstein files, they're going to have to go in and change them. They're going to have to alter them, which is, I believe, a crime. But this, there is no version of this I will believe unless she comes out and says, yeah, I'm going to tell you all the names, and it includes your boss. That's not what's going to happen.
No, it's not.
I don't think she's going to settle for time off either. I think she's going to be like, I walk out of here today. You give me the stuff I came in here with, and I'm going home today. And I will tell you exactly what you want, because it's exactly what you need. And you tell the people whatever they need to hear. I don't care.
Yeah.
I still have property in South Florida, most likely, and I'll live my life. And you make it go away. This isn't my problem.
It will be interesting. I mean, Representative Tim Burchett, again, a Republican from Tennessee, is suggesting that Republicans would push for a lighter sentence for Maxwell if they agree with her upcoming testimony.
Of course.
Right, so that's not just saying, tell us what we want, and then we'll get you out.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yes, exactly.
And what I have read just in the last couple of days for the survivors of Epstein, they want Maxwell to stay where she is. They see her as just as culpable in this as Jeffrey Epstein was.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
She was the procurer. And there is something especially egregious about a woman who will do that to other women. Tragically, I think women aren't surprised when men exploit them. I think sometimes it's a surprise when you find out that other women will exploit you too.
And the thing is unless she's going to give up names on the list, there's no one else to give up as far as the organization is. Like, they are the two high. They were the two highest people there. That was it. Like, it was those two, and then everybody fell under them and did their thing and whatever. I'm going to go back to what I said before, is that we need to stay as a people, as the media, as the electorate, right and left. If you are a MAGA Republican who voted for Donald Trump because you wanted the Epstein files to be released, don't give up that fight. There are people who you vehemently disagree with who have your back on this. They want justice too. They want to know the names. And I will say it forever. If there is someone on that file that I enjoy, that I buy their records or I watch their movies and they're on that list, let justice find them.
Yes.
I will never excuse any of them. All of them are culpable if they're on that list. And this is a moment where we can be united and find justice for all of these survivors.
And there are lots of them.
There are
many, many, many survivors. And probably thousands more that we'll never know
about.
Yes, women who are just never going to come forward. Bruce from Green Bay, listening on WGBW, texting in, Maxwell is the perpetrator that we need to testify to Congress on Epstein's crimes and have the victims testify. Not a partisan negotiated pardon that is favorable to Epstein.
Yep.
Absolutely.
This needs to be
And I think there are some survivors who would be more than willing to do that. Not all of them want to come and relive this horrific experience.
Yeah.
But I think there are enough of them who would do that instead of some closed door meeting between the Department of Justice and Maxwell. What could possibly go wrong?
I think she should pull. Honestly, I know this would never go over. This would never happen. But do what Hunter Biden did. He said, I'll meet with you, but we're going to public.
Yes.
You're not closing the doors.
Right.
We're going to talk to the people of America. Yes. If she wants to get in front and testify in front of Congress, I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. But that will never happen.
News is coming up next. And then we hear so much about Medicaid fraud. You know what? We found some.
You did?
Yes.
We did it, everybody. And Joe's works.
It's not necessarily where you would expect.
Oh,
all
yeah.
the details are coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. So catch me if you can. I'm going.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida right now as he pursues the questioning of Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving a 20-year sentence in Florida. After taking a significant dip 2 weeks ago, the number of weekly jobless claims fell again last week.
Employment analysts were anticipating a rise in first-time filings for jobless benefits. Instead, the figure slipped by 4,000 to 217,000 altogether. That's the lowest since April, the sixth consecutive weekly decline. Economists say companies are in a no-hire but also no-fire mode.
ABC's Jim Ryan. United Health Group saying today it is under a Department of Justice investigation. The healthcare giant covers more than 8 million people and is the nation's largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans. Tesla shares are shrinking after CEO Elon Musk said the company could face a few rough quarters as it transitions away from selling cars and more towards self-driving cars. This is ABC News.